I'm Michelle O'Neill, WVIK News, Quad Cities NPR. Truckers, owners, operators, police, and safety experts all want Congress to regulate self-driving cars and trucks before they hit the road in large numbers. Especially worrisome is the safety and security of autonomous big rigs like semi-tractor trailers. And truck drivers may think the technology will eliminate their jobs, but others say just the opposite. Ray Hitchcock showed me this large diesel truck engine at Scott Community College in Bettendorf. The former truck driver is the facilitator of the college's truck driving program. He says the nation already needs more truckers, and the Bureau of Labor Statistics says demand for long-haul truck drivers is expected to grow 6% over the next 9 years.
The current projections are we're about 50,000 short. Nationwide, we need to bring in the next 10 years, some 900,000 drivers to replace the drivers who are going to retire. The current age of a driver now is about 57 years old.
Last fall, the Senate Science, Commerce, and Transportation Committee held a hearing about automated trucks. One of the panelists, Ken Hall, is the General Secretary Treasurer of the International Brotherhood of Teamsters. He says union truckers are worried about their jobs and potential problems with the new technology.
Unchecked, this new technology could open up our citizens to having their privacy breached and personal data sold. Issues such as worker harassment and tracking would be intertwined with existing collective bargaining agreements and workplace policies. A truck driver will have to think about having his rig hacked and used as the next weapon in a Nice or Barcelona-style attack. And millions of Americans can have their paychecks decreased because half their job has now been automated away and their employer thinks that it can get away with no longer paying them the full wage they once did.
A member of the Transportation Committee, Colorado U.S. Senator Cory Gardner, is also concerned about truck drivers and their job security.
I grew up in a small town in the eastern plains of Colorado. We have a lot of truck drivers there. And one of them came up to me one day and said, "Did you see the truck delivery from Fort Collins to Colorado Springs that you talked about in your opening comments?" And I said, "Yeah, wasn't it great?" And his response to me, gentleman I've known my entire life, said, "Yeah, what's going to happen to me? He's a truck driver." And I think we as policymakers, we in industry, we have to figure out how we're going to be able to answer that question of what's going to happen to them, because the answer isn't going to be whether there's going to be fewer jobs and fewer opportunities. The answer is always, with the innovations that we've been able to achieve in this country, we're going to have progress, innovation, and more jobs than we've ever had before.
Trucking companies, distributors, and owner-operators have a lot invested in their current fleets and probably won't replace them very quickly with new computerized trucks loaded with automated tech. David Heller from the Truckload Carriers Association says companies realize fully automated trucks are not feasible in the near future.
Even those trucks that operated autonomously, and we'll talk about that test drive truck that happened in Colorado, once that truck got off the interstate, it had to be operated, right? There had to be somebody in the driver's seat operating that truck to pull into the loading area to help unload the truck. The only time it drove autonomously was on the interstate, and even conversations after the fact have realized that, A, there does need to be somebody behind the wheel to take the wheel in the event of an emergency, and in doing so, they have to be alert at all times. I mean, that's the responsible conversation, correct? And that's where the industry has gone with this type of technology. We just can't replace our drivers. It's just the technology is not there. The conversations are not heading there. The responsible conversation is centered around driver assist technology.
Scott Community College's Ray Hitchcock agrees, and he says local trucking companies have not asked him to add autonomous driving to the college's trucking program.
And there are still problems with autonomous trucks, too. I mean, things that they've got to work through. They frequently will not recognize deer carcasses in the road, or what happens when it gets foggy or snowy, or they can't see the lines. I think probably the first thing, and many trucking companies are working on this, is the collision avoidance programs that are built into the trucks. Lane departure, adaptive cruise control. I think everybody is working hard at it, and I think it's going to come to fruition. It's just going to take some time. You know, it's baby steps.
I'm Michelle O'Neill.